Okay, good evening, everybody. And we are in tonight's the 18th night of Sfira Soimer. It's actually, I think this is a great topic to discuss in Sfira and throughout the year. So it's actually a little bit of a pickup from last week. We were talking about what the essence, what it means that Atem, you, Klal Yisrael, are Kroyim Adam. We ended with that amazing Chiddush that when the whole story of Shimon ben Shetach, who returned the very expensive lost object to this Arab. And it's instead of commenting, the Talmud says, on the greatness of Shimon ben Shetach, he says, no, look at the God of Shimon ben Shetach. And we noted that because Shimon ben Shetach was a reflection of Hashem, his actions were clearly only because he was an Eved Hashem, and Hashem was with him. So instead of recognizing Shimon ben Shetach, you're a tzaddik, you're holy, you're great. The reaction of this Gentile was, look at the God of Shimon ben Shetach. On that note, we'll pick up here. And that, tonight we're talking about the Metzias, the essence of Klal Yisrael. V'hine, afal pi shekol mitzvos, in ikar time ha-mefurash la'damas le'Hashem Yisbarach. We mentioned last time, we keep Shabbos because Hashem keeps Shabbos. In other words, when we do other mitzvos, it's not because Hashem does it, because Hashem says to do these mitzvahs, but we keep Shabbos because Hashem rested. We're imitating Hashem, so speaking, and Hashem is seen through, reflected through us. And so he says that even all the other mitzvahs, it's not to imitate, not to emulate, not to reflect Hashem. Aval be'emes, Yesh mitzvah yuchedesh, she's a komu, so there's another mitzvah where the whole essence of the mitzvah is to reflect Hashem. And that is the mitzvah lachtav drachov, to go in Hashem's ways. Literally, the mitzvah is go in the way of Hashem. Umefurash, mefarash harambam, the sefer mitzvah, the Rambam, Maimonides expounds and elucidates in the book of mitzvahs. Leidamas elav, what does it mean, lachtav drachov, to go in the way of Hashem, or go in the way of God, to emulate Hashem, kefiachos, according to your ability. The mitzvah deraisa gemura, it's a Torah command, al klal midas tovus, to have good character traits, as the Talmud and Ram both point out, mahu rachum, just like Hashem is merciful, af ata rachum, so to you should be merciful, mahu chanon, just like Hashem is compassionate, and there's a little bit of difference in those things, Af atachanan v'chen komida v'hanhaga teiva be'olam, every good character trait, good attribute in the world, just like it's in Hashem, so to speak, kavayachal, so too in us. V'lechayra, and at first glance, lama be'emes, why is it? Has hira ha'teira amidas teivas b'lashanza? Why would the command to have good character traits, to be compassionate and caring and kind, patient and holy, right, etc., be said to imitate God? For the Lord, just say explicitly, be compassionate, be merciful, be kind, be generous. Why is it say emulate God? Aval inyan, but the idea is, Shayo Shamaos Hamiti Shukal Adam Himidosav. When you talk about a person, who they are, what they are, you're really talking about their midas. Okay? And I remember an Adam Gadol, a great rabbi once told me, Elia Weintraub, who's a mamish with the Gedalim in Eretz Yisrael, talking about something like looks and this. And so I was learning the Meir Yeshiva, and I went with a friend to talk to this great Gadol about Shaduchin, and he was one of the biggest people in Kabbalah, actually, speaking of this. Rabbi Pinkus, whose work we're learning, was a big student of Elia Weintraub. As is one of my current rabbis, Rav Shalom Kamenetsky. So he said to me, the nose when you're married doesn't make a difference. This, like, you marry a person. You don't marry the looks change. You know, people got wrinkles, their hair turns gray. looks come and go. The person, the essence of the person is who they are. You talk about person, on the chavero, you would say, you talk about they're a kind person, a nice person, they patient, they get angry, or they edgy. Right? That's who the person is. Are they charitable? Are they a leader? The Midas. I think I once said that one Yom Kippur in Amachad, the Chatzkel Levinstein, who was the Mashkicha Panovich, said no one in the funeral talks about what kind of car they drove or their house. They talk about who they were, what they did in this world. Were they a tzaddik? Were they righteous? Were they caring? Were they kind? Were they generous? Hey, that no one talks about. And she was a blonde. And he had great biceps at the funeral, because it doesn't make a difference. You know, the funeral is a moment of truth. And the truth is, who you are is your character traits. Your holiness, your soul, that's who the person. You are a soul, you marry a soul, right? You are really the person you are. V'im Kain, and therefore, without Hanacha, that principle, Kain and Shema, who is Knesset Yisrael? The essence of the Jewish people, B'chalusa, we are Malchus Shemaim. We are under the kingship. We represent Hashem, so to speak. Hamaskaplaria hamiira ba'olam legalis koit Shemaim v'shashchana. We are the greatest vision in this world to reveal Hashem, to be ambassadors for Hashem, for ambassadors to bring Hashem's presence in this world. Kedechsiv, as the pasuk says. Verses Nishaya, the Atam Edainu Hashem, you are my witnesses, say Hashem. Hainu, that means Misha Roya Eschem, somebody who will see you, Mayed Shishchina Boilam. They'll see you, they'll be made that there is Hashem is presence in this world. I think I said this story once. I still have an article I have to polish one of these days. I haven't decided where it went. Like I kind of wrote it, part of it, held it, about the Chavetz Chaim. And there's one story that the New York Times journalist, this is in the 1920s, went to see the Chavetz Chaim, you know, by boat, by train, by wagon, and finally they could see the Chavetz Chaim. And in the New York Times article, this lady says, I saw the Jewish God. But that is the language. She saw the Chavetz Chaim. She didn't say, I saw a tzaddik, a righteous. She saw God. And the truth is, she's right. That's what really she did see. She saw the divine presence. And so actually today, I one of the great Gedolim is Shimon Galai. He lives in Bnei Brak. He's in Chicago right now. Happened to have a previous connection to him. So I went with my wife, and my second oldest daughter, Sim, who happens to be here for this week, she's otherwise living in Lakewood currently. She's doing her degree. So what's the real? And you can. He's a holy Jew. You feel the divine presence, right? This is how you see Hashem in this world. You want to know that the essence of every single Jew is you should be the type of person. A person should see Hashem in you. Someone sees you and I, they should say, I see the Jewish God. That's what it should be. You are the ambassador. We are the ambassadors. Like Hashem and like and have his attributes. And the purpose is it should come to a certain shleimus. Kazuat shemaisev, so our actions are like the maisev elokim mamish. Just like Shimon Shetach, just like when that Gentile saw Shimon ben Shetach, he saw Hashem. Hayoyz she'in zeh, who you say gadol, b'havanas ma'osu matis amison. Because this is a tremendously important and fundamental principle on the essence of the Jewish people, of the Jewish nation, to be ambassadors, to be witnesses, to be a light to the world. It's also you and I and all of our goals as well. Avodas Kol Yehudei Hesbeiro, to solve every single Jew when they're serving their Creator. We're gonna elaborate a little bit on this and connect to Shabbos. In a Shivim Umas Yeshbol, we know that already in the beginning, there are 70 nations in the world. 70 nations in the world. Every nation, Now today a lot of them are mixed and, you know, not as sort of a multicultural world with all types of, you know, interracial types of marriage. But in theory, there are 70 nations in the world, but Maras Panim, and there's different looks. B'tzuras Lavush, they dress differently. B'derech HaChashiva, B'tzisa Seichel, different, the comprehension of different things. Certain people are educationally, certain people, you know, in, perhaps could be smarter, or whatever it may be, stronger. Void have Dalim, Shibahem, Ko'uma Shaina, Muchedis, the Atzmo, Ko'uma Acheres, and every nation is unique, right? You, just on a very general level, people from South America, right? Spanish, Latinos, Spanish. Again, Latinos are different groups, obviously. Latinos, mestizos, right? People, different Spanish original, but let's just say the original and have Spanish Americans are very different than Africans, which are very different than people in the Far East, right? They're very different cultures, looks, focuses, you know, behaviors, educations. So they're all very, they're different and unique, and they dress differently. Very often you can see a person, you can tell, oh, well, he's Chinese. You can actually see very, quite frankly, the difference in Chinese and Japanese. They have a different look. And you can see Africans, and certain Africans, if you know, if you're familiar with it, you can, you know, there's darker or height differences. You can say, oh, you're from this part of Africa if you see the person. And same thing, a Vietnamese person looks different than a Chinese person. And in Latinos, you can see differences also. That are there, Irish have a certain look, and Italians have a certain look. Again, these are general, you can actually see them, and the cultures are different as well. The language is different, the dialects are different, the mannerisms are different. Fine. When we say the Jewish people are not like any of these 70 nations, if so, a person could ask, what's the difference? Right? What's the Jewish look? Now again, by the Yidden, we know the Sephardim have a certain look, Ashkenazim, right? What does it mean by Yidden? Venira, the bottom line is like this, Shapasak, when the Torah tells us, Hein am, levadad yishkon, you are a nation that dwells by itself. Uvigoyim lo yischashev, you will not be counted amongst the other 70 nations, Jewish people. You are different. You are unique. It's not our topic today, but suffice it to say, obviously, for American Jewry, that is the greatest failure. The reason why you didn't get assimilated because they do not know they're different or unique. The essence of every Jew is to understand that they are different and unique. And it's not to knock on the Gentiles. It's that we're not the same. What does that mean? We're not the same. That verse in the pasuk is not coming to say, oh, the Jewish people, they have their own looks and languages and dialects and mannerisms and educational mores. Tim Ken, well, everyone's unique. Chinese people are different than Latinos, and Africans are different than Vietnamese. Everyone's unique. What do you mean? What in the world does that mean? You look different. Everyone looks different. Everyone has different eyes. The eyes are different. The skin tone is different. The languages are different. The mannerisms are different. Some cultures are very warm cultures, very huggy kissy, very warm and affectionate, and some are like very cold and stoic. So every group of these of the 70 nations of the world have uniqueness to it. Every place of the mind can. So what's so new unique of the Jewish people? The Jewish people, our uniqueness is that we're not really an ummah. You know, there's always a discussion, are the Jewish people a religion? Are the Jewish people a race? Are the Jewish people a nation? Well, we're really not a nation. Really not a race either. There's not 71 nations. Not that there's 70 nations and the Hebrews, the Jews, right? The Yidden. There's no uniqueness about our skin tone. Obviously, Ashkenazim are a little bit, Sephardim a little bit, but you can be a Jew, you can be Sephardic, you can be Ashkenazi, You know, it could be other types. Maybe emetzis part of Yehudis or tchunas Yehudis. It's not unique, right? I picked the two biggest Ashkenazim and Sephardim. Italian is a totally right. That's Sephardim like their Shalom one way. Ashkenazim look at this way. Different types of Sephardim. There's different schools. That doesn't make a Jew. Shem Kamo Mari. You know what? My imken tchunas Moshe Yisrael. What then is the essence of the Jewish people? Shem Kamo Mare. You know that on a cosmic level, we are the reflection. Shalaisim and Garmer. Because really, the essence of a Jew is that we're not this. The El Koletis is that Tzimuno Meres Mulotia Mashatia. Right? Kach Yisrael Mitzvusum Shem Eskafa Metoicham Eschuna Shomi Shomer Mulam Yia Mashia. It's a tumah mula tia mashatia. Our essence is we give off of the Jewish people of Hashem. Zuhi akavana v'atachas b'risa Yisrael. The reason the Jewish people, reason we're here as people, as individuals, as a nation, it was to be separate and to shetishra shchina, right? Umeli yishtaf m'soichem. Hashem should be seen at that. So whether you dress Ashkenazi or Sephardi, wear a Sfaimel or a black hat or a kippah suga, the same, you know, if you wear a sheitel or a wig or you cover your head with it, whatever, it doesn't make a difference. Your goal is the same. It's to bring out Hashem in this world, to keep Torah mitzvahs and to bring Hashem into the world. Va'al kein, and therefore, nikras Knesset Yisrael. We are the Knesset Yisrael, the Jewish people, the congregation of Israel. Our midah is Malchus Shemayim, to bring down Hashem in this world. We are the ambassadors of Hashem. People should look at you and I and say, "That is God. That's godly. That's a Jewish. That's a Yid. That's a Jew. That's God's people. That's God, really." Shisrael Mamish Kamo Yerech. In fact, we know that metaphorically, very often in literature, and certainly in Kabbalah and the Talmud and other places, we're called the moon. We reflect the sun being God, so to speak. Shem la'atzan, ein lam tchuna v'gavah, our essence is not us. V'darachem ishtachev k'foy Hashem ishtachev v'gavah, and through us, Hashem, the vision of Hashem should be spread this world, v'im ayin the pir shagra, see the Vilna Gaon and Shir Hashirim, Perak Aleph Pasuk Gimel, and this is exactly what he says. This is this idea, this concept, is exactly in the Vilna Gaon on Shir Hashirim. I actually looked it over earlier tonight, and it's a little bit long. We're not going to do it; a little bit complicated. But yes, that is what the Vilna Gaon says. V'zeh ma'alos v'yichudam shal Yisrael. This is the ma'ala. This is our spiritual level, and this is our uniqueness. Right. And by the way, therefore, tonight you learned we're not a religion, we're not a race, we're not a nation, Jewish people, because it's true. Right? You know, whether our goal is obviously al pi Kabbalah, we have a soul which is unique for this purpose. Again, another reason why Jews have to understand that they're different. Even and it's not just assimilating Chas V'Shalom person intermarries and they. With the tragedy of that, but even our demeanor and how we act and who we imitate and who we emulate in this world, we're the godly ones. We're the one people. We don't have to emulate Hollywood or Paris or some loser in New York. We're the godly ones. You know, we're the ones that people should be emulating, and not vice versa. That's a total disaster. What a loss. Imagine you have it just on a crude level. Sports. You know, you have an NBA basketball player, top of the line. You think he's imitating a four-year-old kid playing basketball in the park? It's the opposite. So what? If you're Bill Gates, you're going to emulate a 14-year-old learning from computers for the first time. Who's emulating who? Why in the world would we emulate what we're not supposed to be in this world? They should be looking to us, right? We have to define the world in this world, you know, bring it into this world. And what's Nebuch, which is a tragedy, is you have Yidden, you have Jews looking for looking for, you know, if a Gentile says, "Oh, look at this," it makes you feel good, or I hate nothing against it. You know, when certain Jewish groups who are insecure usually, and I'm more than insecure, but their whole feel good about themselves is if, you know, another religious group or Gentile group or politicians give them a pat on the back, they feel like that affirm affirmation. We don't need anyone's affirmation. We have Hashem's affirmation. You think I need some drug addict's affirmation or some loser in an Ivy League college who doesn't know the difference between black and white is, between right and wrong is, that I need his her affirmation? I have Kadosh Baruch Hu's affirmation. But if you don't have that self-knowledge and self-confidence and self-awareness, then a tragedy happens. And either, you know, it is a full assimilation, which is the tragedy of our you know, non educated brothers and sisters, and even for the from people, very often there, whether it's dress or talk or visions, it becomes not our vision. It's the uniqueness of the Jewish people, and it's the cause of all of the destruction today. When Yidden, when Jewish people, just look recently, and what's trembling is looking at 19th century Germany, how they just totally lost their bearings and they assimilate in the nations. Right? And they, by the way, a Jew, because we're not Irish or Italian or Russians. I see Miss Summers, we're not Slavs in Russia, right? We're not that. But what happens is because we don't have this identity, I'm not, you know, what happens if you become Russian, you can become the biggest wannabe Russian, the biggest wannabe German, and run around after the people like Richard Wagner who hate your guts, you know, and try to imitate him, or be like Jewish voices for peace, these losers, you know, running around in universities. They're not Jewish, many of them, luckily. They don't know the first thing about Hashem, but they're trying so hard to outdo the biggest Hamasniks on these campuses, because that's what they become. You know, you just become the people around you. University, you become like the university students. The Dvukim Yais, we become more gung-ho than anyone else around them. The biggest Germans, the biggest Russians, the biggest communists in Russia. So if you don't call Nefesh Hashem, what happens is you don't have that connection. You'll go completely in the opposite with the most liberal, progressive, more than anyone else, because we don't have so join with that. If you don't have a strong reality, you will become more than you absorb everything around you. I'm not going to talk about this tonight, but obviously this is in contradistinction what it means to be Israeli. He is an Israeli, because an Israeli is not a Yid. Now, most Israelis are Jews, but that reality cannot replace Yiddishkeit. And by the way, I wrote about this several years ago for the Leading Israeli paper, Yisrael Yom, about Israelis assimilating. The article was for Yisrael, the point of that article I wrote, which the current president of Israel, Isaac Herzog, wrote me a letter about when he's head of the Sakhnut, the Jewish agency. It was in more than once in Israeli radio for this. It was on Israeli radio. Is that you? When you come to America and you think that that's going to keep you Jewish, it just doesn't. Right? Because there's nothing to that. It just means you're in Israel, so that's your identity. That's not what a Yid is. And therefore, when the minute you leave your culture, you lose that whole identity. It's not really for now. But a Jew, if he doesn't understand that, it says you lose it. But I can't see, that's what David HaMelech says in Tehillim. This Arvu Begoyim, Yidin, will go amongst the Gentiles, the Yilmadu Maaseihem, and you'll learn their ways. Means if you don't have this self-awareness, this self-knowledge that you're not a nation, You're supposed to reflect Hashem. You don't know who you are, what you are, what your purpose is. You will assimilate. This is David Melech way before Spain in the 14th century, Germany in the 9th century, or America in our century, or the Western world, right? You will assimilate amongst the Gentiles and learn their ways. V'chsiv, and it says at the end of, coming up in Baruch Koisai, you'll be lost among the Gentiles. So nobody could assimilate better than a Jew. I remember once actually when I came to San Jose, a person who spent some time in the Bay Area, and you know, it was not like that anymore, but it was very involved in Jewish education. He lived in San Francisco. So he said to me, he lived there in the 70s and early 80s. He said to me, you know, in the Bay Area, there are about a generation or two worse assimilated than in New York. He says, in New York, you can be a Jew, totally reformer, unaffiliated, intermarried, but he'll still use chutzpah, he'll eat bagels and lox and cream cheese, he'll talk, you know, drop you a line here or there. In San Francisco, you can speak to someone who's totally Jewish. They won't say a word. They won't admit it. They're human. There's like no indication. They're totally assimilated amongst their surroundings. Masha Amru Chazal. That's what a Jew doesn't have, that self-awareness, that self-knowledge. And what the Talmud says in Yevamos 79. Because there's three unique characteristics about the Jewish people. Rachmanim, Jews are extraordinarily merciful and compassionate. By Shana, we have a sense of shame. Goyim lechasadim, we are very kind, and we do acts of kindness, charity, volunteerism, etc. It's not like it's the are beginning. That Thomas says, "Mishem el boshes panim." For Yid has no sense of shame of busha. Be a doer. It's known that somehow there's a conversion, or by a conversion, something they were not. Their ancestors were not at Sinai. Shebar Sinai, a Yid who's at Sinai, nischar to b'seicha midas v'tchunas kedusha charita abu kovin itzchas. These character traits. When we were at Sinai, we're engraved in the spiritual and the essence of what it means to be a Jew. Forever, eternally. We're permanently engraved in the essence of a Jew. Anyone who's at Sinai heard the words of God, you know, peh el peh, at the highest level, ponim el ponim. In other words, it's not intrinsic, it's externally put in. It was put into us at Sinai. And the Talmud of Maseches Sukkah says the following thing. Amar Rishon Malakish, Rishon Malakish says the following. Yitzur Sha'odom, the evil incarnation of a person, Miskaber Olav B'cholim U'mavakish L'Mishon. The Yitzhara wants to destroy a person spiritually. Now, they want to literally find a way, constantly looking to chaos. There are certain chaos in life. A person does a terrible sin, becomes very depressed. You know, you meet a person over the years, person 40 years ago, angry, left the Jewish community. It's how I knocked them out. Or because they became depressed, not functioning. Or they may do a terrible sin, or whatever it is. But the Yitzhar is constantly trying to find these KOs to get a person, or to have a slippery slope that, a person goes to the computer, a male usually, starts going to sites which are inappropriate for a male, very inappropriate. And they go down, right? And they leave whatever, and they end up where they should never be, or they read a site of, most people today it's something it's hard, but there are some of apikarsis, of heresy, or krum or wrong ideology. Actually, I will say, when young kids go to university, I wasn't in a religious school. I saw, they themselves don't have the wherewithal to be savvy enough to punch through the stupidity of what they're taught, and they end up, and it sort of sucks them into the wrong part, or the wrong path in life. And so the Talmud says the Yitzhara every single day tries to get a person Mevakish lahamiso, tries to destroy them, to pulverize them. Shnei Amar, as it says in Zilim and Psalms, Lam and Zayim, Tsoyfir Rosh l'tzadik mevakish lahamiso. The Rosh, i.e. the Yetzahara, sees the tzadik and wants to destroy them. They shouldn't be righteous. They shouldn't be a good Yid. They shouldn't be a good Jew. Shouldn't go to shul and get angry at their neighbor. Right? Somebody will insult them, anger them, whatever it may be. And if it wouldn't be for Hashem's help, it wouldn't be feasible. It wouldn't be possible. It wouldn't be no gay or germane. Should it to be successful. If you're connected to Hashem, Hashem won't let you fall, succumb to it. So, but not you. You have no power to overcome it. The chief rabbi of St. Petersburg before, in the 19th and early 20th century, the greatest student of Yisrael Salanter, one of two or three great students, he says, what's this? I wonder, why? Why did Hashem create you and me and everyone where it's not possible without Hashem's help to be the Yetzirah? Why is it that the Yetzirah has strength that a person cannot, without Hashem's help, be successful, overcome it? Aval be'emes ze yisoy komitz yisol. I said like this. And by the way, it's unique about the Jewish people. The Gemara says the Jewish people could be the highest in the world or the lowest. Because of this, by the way. Because the Jew could be the bum, the worst, if it, because we have this Yetzirah, which is in particular by us, right? We're supposed to be Hashem in this world, Malach Hashemayim. Shedarchem roim es HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You should see the Chavetz Chaim. I saw the Jewish God. Shem Bet Shetach praises the God of this, right? Wow, this is a holy. You can see the holiness. It's not a holy because there. You see the divine. You're seeing Hashem in this world. If the Metzias of the Yetzirah would be, every Jew can beat it. We can carry our Yetzirah is weak compared to us. Nimsa, which took my same show you saw, when you would see the Chavetz Chaim, you would say, oh, he's a very strong man. Willpower. The man has willpower. He has resilience. He's very smart. He has his head on straight. You wouldn't see God. You would see the resilience, strength of character. Even the old prior, the old wasp. Strength of character. Choose Calvinist. Chosen correctly. Right? You wouldn't see God. You wouldn't see it. You would see resilience, brilliant strategist, unbelievable. Our achshav, but now. Shemitzad Yisrael, Einshem Efsaris, but we're be'etzem, we cannot be the Yetzirah alone, ourselves. Nimzach Shemitzach Tzidikis, are the right Jews who are righteous, holy, heilig, keeping Torah and Mitzvahs, right? You see Hashem in His greatness, and because it's that same sign, it's in us, it's because Hashem's helping us. Hashem's coming through us. And that is a tachas, the essence of the Jewish people as a nation, and as each one of them. As we mentioned last week, that's when we keep Shabbos. We're bringing it on the highest level, and people see this is the Jewish people. They stop their whole lives. Their whole essence is spirituality, like Hashem, right? And I will say, as much as it's easy to dress up. As with a chassid or like this, or a yeshivish, the essence of the Jewish people, if you would see chassidim walking in the street, well, guess what? You can see Quakers walking in the street. Not too far from me in Chicago, there's a very Muslim community. They walk in these letters, we're called burqas. I'm saying, that's not the essence. That doesn't make us, if you yid keep Shabbos, we're different in the world. I mean, really keep Shabbos. And every time you eat in brachas and holy, in how you talk in your character, that's when you bring the divine in the world. And Shabbos is the greatest manifestation of it. Okay, we're gonna hold here. Next week we're gonna talk about learning Torah on Shabbos, Limud Torah on Shabbos, super important. Probably for the next couple of weeks. And in the meantime, wish everyone a good Shabbos. Take advantage of.